Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the final resurrection appearance in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to Peter, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." After this, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Now, it's interesting. Peter's story ends almost exactly like it began. You may remember Peter had been a fisherman. He was an outspoken disciple of Jesus Christ. And most memorably, he'd been an absolute failure when he denied ever knowing his teacher. We know that the specter of the cross seemed to bring out the worst in all the disciples as they abandoned Jesus, leaving Jesus to face his adversaries on his own. However, Peter stands alone as the disciple who boastfully promised never to leave Jesus' side, only to entirely disavow Jesus when the going got too rough. Now, most folks are familiar with the story of profound forgiveness. Jesus allowed Peter a threefold opportunity to profess his love for Jesus, which kind of undid the guilt and shame of Peter's threefold denial. What we might miss, however, what we might fail to notice, is that this was also an important moment of new beginning. The very last command Jesus issued to Peter in this gospel was also the very first command extended to Jesus' disciples. Follow me. The end of this gospel then points back to the very beginning. I mean, that means not only did Jesus forgive Peter, he also says to Peter essentially, "Okay, friend, let's try this all over again. Start by following me." I mean, think about it. What a joy it is to know that our Lord doesn't only allow us to retake the test we failed. No, Jesus is actually willing to review the entire course of study from the very first lesson. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for your willingness to forgive us when we fail. But more importantly, we want to thank you for allowing us to start all over again and again and again with the assurance that you are still in the lead. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.